me begin by sharing with you a maaser. Neir and Neirot, two employees. One of the great tzaddikim I've been able to see many times was the Rebbe Zerebbe Zechatzal. He was someone out of this world. When Chazal say, Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzaddikim she'im otim, omur v'shosl b'chol d'erveder, the Sapper Rebbe says the word shosl means like a transplant. Like certain tzaddikim you understand, great people, holy people, learned people, but the certain tzaddikim are the chin of shosl. They don't belong here, they're in a different world, a different ilum, different sphere. The Rishner famously said, there are tzaddikim with b'chinas mishpatim, you understand them. And there are tzaddikim with b'chinas chukim, you can't even begin to understand. Rizrev was one of those with b'chinas chuk, tomer v'nel, I'm not sure if he came to, whatever. One of the things that he was so out of the world is time. I remember when I was a bachur in yeshiva, we used to daven ma'ariv on the Shabbos, make Abdullah, go back to our dormitory room, mess around Kedar HaBachim for an hour. Then we'd have Malava Malka, Kasudish Leva Vishaita, filled with smiris and singing and dancing, full of Divrei Torah. And after the whole Malava Malka was over, we'd take a bus to Borough Park and go to the Ribnitz of the Smedrish, and we used to chap the end of Mincha and Ashir and Perkios. Talking about like 300 hours after the town was long over. Right? So because he had interesting hours, different than everyone else in the world. It's very hard to get a minion. You had a once a yom was my slichas my tzayim menucha. You had to get a minion. You know, strange time. Anyway, Akiz Ramasa, he had a hakpada, which is not a time or place to understand at the moment. We can talk about it some other time. That he would only have a minion of 10 people who are davening now, not get 6 and 4 people hanging around. That mamish 10 is spalim who haven't yet davened.
Is it Dovrin,
Shazbazan? Huh? Is it Dovrin? Nein, nein, nein. Let's give us the Maisa biz, let's look. Akitra he comes out of the Inkotcho, he comes into the Smedrish, and there's like a group of, two groups of you like, from Lakewood, from the Smedrish, Elion, from Ezra Gadol, who came to Mishtapta in his fields. He walks out, he asks everyone here had not yet davened, said slichas yet. Everyone had said slichas, fine. So he goes to the Amud, Shliach Tzibur. Before he starts, he turns around and says, you sure everyone here hasn't yet davened? Everyone hasn't davened. He went to say it again. Again he turns around. 3 times it happens. And everyone says they haven't yet said slichas. You don't say slichas. The bet slichas. Finally goes over to one bocher. Today is a very famous Rav from Nachum Meir, Weissman, the Rav Nitrin Monsi. He's a Ksheirer. He says, you haven't said Slichas yet? So he said he was in BMG in Lakewood, and he started saying the first 3 psukim, right? The first 3 psukim of Slichas. And they told him, they said, we're going to the Ribbon Sarnath in Borough Park. Do you want to come? Yeah, he went. He said 3 psukim. Right? And the Rivna Terebbe saw on his face that he already said, Shtikl Slichas, and he passed them for his minion. He cried another a center. Hello? Ad Kana. I would interpret that. The Rivna Terebbe came, everyone went to give shul, right? But he would ask you, given a boss, right? Right? If you were in Mikveh, you shook hands. If you weren't in Mikveh, one Bach was a wise guy, right? And he said, he chuckled the cup. And he wasn't in Mikveh. He said, like, Fetach, who are you speaking to here? Huh? So I have news for you. Why are you telling you the story? I have it like Kabbalah. The Eibishter is even bigger than the Rebbe Zerebbe. Theological hafla. Asher Alkin, if the Rebbe Zerebbe, Tadik is Ulam, Tomer, Benelam, could look at a person. And he could see if the ruishim on his face is nikur. That he said, Sahak 3 psukim of slichas. So Shemayim, think about the consequences, the reverberations of saying slichas into heaven's turnover. So before I begin this year, I just want to say for a few minutes, what is the Indian of slichas? We know, everyone knows that this Shabbos is known as Shabbos slichas. Shabbos Slichas is Gematria 1216, which is Gematria Tshuva B'Milui. And this Tshuva is totally in the Shabbos. And that's what we start off reading Kriyas Aferim's week. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, which is Gimachias at the Balaturim, the Matavisha. Lamuid Beslichas. The Kvetch is to get up for Slichas. In Belzer, the Belzer, Aaron Belzer hardly ever slept. Like, how we spoke about it once before. Already made a point of going to sleep before Slichas and then waking up. I was 2 minutes make Machdashas. The idea of getting up for Slichas. And therefore, you find that minimum, as in this year, Slichas and Kminik Ashkenazim, it has to be a minimum of 4 days. The Pashto is like a beaker of a korban from a mum, takes 4 days of beaker. Aber Tifra Garet, how many hours are there in a day? Last time I counted, 24. How much is 24 times 4? Is your minimum? 96, which is Gimachi and Tzav. And Chazal Dash and Ein Tzav Ela Zirus. So there's a whole Indian of the Indian of Zirus getting up for Slichas, right? And that's Puyul Yeshua. I'm Akoraya in the what do we say? Paul says, as you mincha oiz oidera, las is chayel. Maybe just mean this a chesed. The tzedek nechad tmurosoi ayel, it's within a kedo. Gnoino gizoi bezakom beoid layel, ishmael, you know. Is the chayel, the getting up, the oid layel, is connected somehow to the akeb. It's just nefes of Yitzhak Avinu, it's poishat tabar of an akeb. I mean, that's the first thing. What is the inyan? And it's all connected to Atam Yisrael Hayoyim Zoyak of the Shdor Rosh Hashanah, right? And in our Eidus of Shag Yoyim, he says, Atam Yisrael Hayoyim, I'm saying, but no, I'm throwing out a few, just tease your brain cells, whatever's left. Atam Yisrael Hayoyim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Likichem is Gimachi Rosh Hashanah Al Kisei Din, which is also the Gimachi is at the Banner of Kol Boy Oilu Oilu Lefono Kibnei Morit. All Pasuk is dealing with Rosh Hashanah. They're asking themselves from where Lifnei Havaya Ligay. Says the Erlameyer from the Bukovsker, son of the Zemach Dovid, grandson of the Mezofer. Lifnei Havaya Ligay. What's the letters before Havaya? You give up, gay? Work on yourself. Yeah? And the letters before Eligim, Akhtadam, yeah, hello, Shem Kitochner, together is Gimatria Tzadigov, 96, which is the minimum of 4 days of Bikur, the hours. Of Ninum Yimea Slichas, which is Lifneham, right? At the Hayoim, Hayoim, which prepares us for the fifth day, which fits in this year, which is what? Rosh Hashanah, when you stand with him. Therefore, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Atem Nitzavim is Gimatria, says the Habas Yisrael, Habrochus. Hayoim refers to which day? If you add Hayoim to Rosh Hashanah, you know what you get? Ksivil Simutayim, right? And therefore, Ram Shor says, the Pasuk says, Tilum Dabar HaMelech says, Tzedek U'Mishpat Mechoyim Tizacho, Chesed Ve'emes. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Tzedek U'Mishpat, that's the Kisei Adin. What do you do to be mountical, the Gevuras, and to bring brachos and Yeshuas and the Fuhas for Kol Yisrael? Chesed Ve'emes Yekav Mufanecho. So you work out Chesed plus Emes, and Makoyos Gimachu Slichas. And Slichas, how do you know, in Makoyel is Gimachir Tfila. The whole Tziur, the Levush says, of Slichas is a gather of Tfila, that's like the Ashrei, Chotzi Kaddish, the goof of Slichas, and then you say, Akadish Shalom of the Skabal afterwards, it's a gather of Tfila. And they have Atem Nitzavim. Nitzavim means what? To stand. The Ein Amida Ela Tfila, as the Gemara says, the Brachot of Chavot, right? And therefore, Atem Nitzavim is Gimachir Slichas Dimel. As Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the derech of Aval Tshuva is to stand before the Eved Shem with chiv v'sachnunim, with tears, right? And through that Yizoicha, through Slichas, Yizoicha to all the mamish, the brachas in the world. This is derech agav. Therefore, the parasha is called, the first parasha is called what? Mitzovim. Says the Barnav Erov, Meiritik, it's like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's Shibra Daniel's point. Atem Mitzovim is meramis on all three bechimas, the bona chayim v'zoim. Everything that a person needs in Gashmi is a life. How do I know Bonin, children? Because it says about Hu Tziva Vayamu, it says Chasei Chazal Darshan, Elu Abonin. Why is that Mido, standing, Mitzovim, connected to children? Because the Gemara says in Erev, in the Ayin. Bro, Krod, Avu, the children are the feet A person goes to his children. There'll be a time when you won't be here in the world. And therefore you need your children. And it's not just having children who are biological specimens of you, children who are tzaddikim, therefore nitzavim, nun tzaddik bein yud mem, is the letters of bonim, plus the letter tzaddik, tzaddik is elch kingdom, kshayim, which by the way, the present Sefer Rebbe from Aaron, says a murdity divorce, atem nitzavim. What's happening here? I remember Chazal saying that they came before Moshe and they said to him, Hayriku Pneim, they said to Moshe, Miyachal Amidelu, what's going on here? Because you know what the word of the worst psukim in the Teichah is? You'll give birth to children, you'll raise them, you'll nurture them, you'll support them, and they'll go to Shevi. They are hostages by the Samach Men. They're not your kids. They're somewhere else. They're in Greenwich Village. They're in Greenwich Village. Right? So the Parga, so the Kal Yisrael said to Moshe, Mi yachol lamoy deika. Lamoy deika. How could you have elcha kinder? You should be v'chinas nitzavim. Krokro davua. So he told them, oh, through the avoid yom leroyim, that's a time that is besugul to pray for elch kinder. And therefore the Bible says, this is parashat, yekimcha Hashem, loy la'am kodesh, yekimcha, underlined. Children, stand, nitzavim, loy la'am kodesh is gimashi yashofer. As the Bible says, l'mishpotecha, next word, omdu hayoyim. That through the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, Yeshayfer, etc., Kabbalah's all, therefore you get Elch Kinder. What is money connected to Mitzvah standing? Hello, it's Gemara. Money keeps you standing in this world, for better or for worse. And it's also, what is standing got to do with Chaya? As the Ibn Ezra says in his Chida, Hamesin Shachrim Vachayim Oyim. The dead are horizontal, the levitiker are that way, vertical. Yeah? So Nitzavim is Bon Chayim Mizuim. And the Frat and Rochni is. How do you get it? Because after Mizav Mayoyim is Gimachi Lame Beslizit. So I want to ask what's the first. I want to start this year, but I'm wrong. All connected to this. Therefore, this week's parsha, in this week's parsha, you have the mitzvah of tshuva, b'shavta ad Hashem olikecha, which is gimatria, ol elikim. This is what you get rid of, midas adin, through shofar, which is also gimatria, b'leyin negev, this kodesh. Nothing bad, the time of pekita, the kind of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, atem, what's the gimatria of atem? Now, I need you to tell me, Rabbi Shneur, but Atem with the Shloss Mem, with the Mansa Bach Mem, which is 600, hello?
1001,
which Gimachia Yerushamayim, which, I'm not saying that, this is the we know it, the Jikavel, which 1001 Yerushamayim. Hello, which 1001 is also the Imrinayim says in Rosh Hashanah, 1001 is Gimachia Ashrei B'milui. Ashrei Om Yehudei Sruah, that a person is true and takes Rosh Hashanah seriously, Ashra, he's fortunate, he's happy, he's blessed. The Gashmi is over. We become Nitzavim. Nitzavim is also the Lashon of Malchus, Nitzav Melech. That a person gets Bechinas Malchus, that he's that he can Mevatel Gezeris through the Koyach of Slichus. What's the chat? Let me just begin by way of introduction before I begin the Shir. There's a Sipsa Tav in the Bilzer, Meuritik, in Enikul Fulsherim. It's a Meuritik of Ort. He says, you see that Chazal, the Eibishter, gave Chazal the Koyach to be Moisev on the Gvulim of Kedushin. Moshe, Midaraisa Yontev is one day. Chazal of the Koyach to be Moisev Yontev Shein Mishogol. Al Derech Zeh, there are Seres you make Shuvah. We're still going to keep for 10 days. Chazal have the Koyach to add to the Aseres you make Shuvah, the whatever that means, and they added the four minimum 4 days of sleep. In fact, this Amr of the Midrash, the name of Uri Strelitzker, that when does the Ksiva V'Chsim V'Toyiv of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur start? It starts in Slichas. It is a din, Shulchan. The Ramah says, Bechaz, the beginning, that the meaning is in many places, people are machmir, women don't go to Shul B'Shav Tumos. Right? Ober, right? Special times like Yom Neroyim, the Mistar, they're allowed to go. The meaning is to go to Shul. Says the Mogan Avram, when does Yom HaNeroyim begin? Slichas, Mitzoy Menucha. That is the beginning of the Chesiv of Chesiv Matoyim. Explains why. So the Kosher Rebbe explains in one of the Sfarim. What do you think of it? Even the Chazal say that when is the Oilam Nidoin? Berosh HaShanah. Berosh HaShanah we often assume is what? Echad B'Tishrei. Echad B'Tishrei is the day that the Bereishis was created. But the Bereishis Bar Lekim took place the Shabbos on Chav Hei El. Right? So there's a certain Bechina that the, really the beginning of everything of creation is from minimum, is from Chav Hei El. Asher Alkein Chazal have the power. They were Mamshich, the Ksiva, Ksiva Toiva of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? Already from the days of Slichus. We have to understand, and this Taitis, Meritik Taitis, Tashar Rebbe, that Pshat, the Koyach of Tshuva, the Gemara says in Pesach, the Gedoyel of Tshuva, that it's Kodma Lo'olam, literally it was created, we assume, a little kid, the Eibush that created the concept of Tshuva before the world. There's a Bechina of Tshuva, which is Kodma Lo'olam. We assume Rosh Hashanah is what Echad B'Tishrei. The Tshuva of Slichas is so tired, right? It's Kogma La'olam before our Echad B'Tishrei, before our Rosh Hashanah. One has to understand how through getting up early, Mezakim, Idlaila, whatever, in the middle of Betzoy Menucha, suddenly you're able to be Poyel ala Tshuva, and the heavens open and all of a sudden, Nechtovim, and Nechtovim, La'alt L'chaim Toyim Meruch. What, how does this work? So let me just be mad, get to the Parsha. In this week's Parsha, there's an interesting Pasuk. Pasuk said this week's Parsha, V'yisir Hashem L'kecha, So the Meshech Chachma is already Matayik. You remember such a similar pasuk, sort of last week? It says the same words. There it says, "Vayisir Hashem Likecha b'Privit Necha." In this week's Parsha, Parsha Kisavai, we add "Bechol Ma'ase Yodecha." What is the purpose of those? If we should add to your Ma'ase Yodecha, what are we adding? Behek, the pasuk in this week's Parsha. Tell us the mitzvah of tshuva, according to Rabban and most Rishonim. V'shavta ag Hashem l'kecha, v'goymer, etc. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha. You have to do tshuva. The tshuva is b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha. You all know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Where do I know that I have to be moisr nefesh, not to be over Avodah Zarah? He said like four times a day. Chazal darshan on the word b'chol nafshecha. I feel a neutral nafshecha. Hello. So when it says in pasuk v'shafta ad Hashem likecha b'chol nafshecha, so lechura de mashmos is they have to do tshuva. I feel a neutral nafshecha. Like what does that mean? To jump off the roof? The whole discussion about that. Think of a good mishpat. Yankim and chidora. The person kills himself in suicide because he wants to do tshuva. We can talk about some other time. Fantastic, Lumbus, whatever. Not kind of, whatever, I'm not going to give a whole kovis, like various gemaras we can talk about. Hello. No, there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah daf Yud Zayin. The gemara says a rule that someone called a perish mi minus mais. A person was dovek in Avodah Zarah and minus kfirim. And he leaves it, he will die. The Shalomation says in his Sefer Divrei Shol, why is that? Because the idea of a tshuva is to be mescharit when a person is makir the goydul pagam of the aveir. Asher alkein, a person was involved in ninus, like the lowest of, right, you know? And he realizes what he was up to, that he was murdered, he loses his reason to live, he dies. And if he doesn't die, at the chray, he hasn't done a proper job. How do I get that? Shalomation. You don't realize the going to live. Yeah? By the way, the Vinaros it sends shivers down your spine. That's how we start the slicha, the main slicha on after Shabbos is b'moitzoi menucho ki damnucho tchim. How do you come to be poel thing? It's when you moitzoi menucho. As long as a person is in a state of menucho, This week's parasha, Burton says, "B'shalom b'shirus libi eilech." Right? He's b'shalom b'shalom. He's at peace with himself. I'm not a bad Jew, Rabbi. I had this line like, "I'm not ultra orthodox like you, but I'm a good Jew." Right? Yeah. So when a person is in a state of shalom b'shalom b'zich, ki b'shirus eilech, you can't do Jew. When could you start your slicha b'chilah kapora? B'moitzoei menuchah. When you've left aside your menuchas anefesh. And you realize what it means to sin. Then the Gemara says it's only minus. The Gemara tells the famous story of Elazar ben Dudai. Couldn't they have like a low life, she had a low life. And he found out that there's one Zina b'yachas ayam, and she charges XYZ, and he takes shit, goes over seven oceans, and he finds her, and he realizes. So what does he do? He asks Harim Mukvoi, Shemesh v'yoreyach. Everyone ask mercy for me. Intercede on my behalf. Everyone says, we gotta worry about ourselves. We gotta know. So Gemara says, Hiniach Roishai Ben Birko, because the Raglim of Elias, I said to wherever, you don't place, you don't go, you don't belong. The Gon Nafshi, he dies in Tshuva, and Yosef Basko. And the Gemara says, Bochor Rebbe, Rebbe cried, we heard the story, Yeshka Ne'elamai B'sho Achas, etc. Yeah? Is the Charei, it wasn't Minas, it was Nus. For that second, he died with the Chachuva. Says the Gemara, keep on the Odduk Bey, since he's so attached to perversions or whatever, yeah? He is also like Minas, he also died. Hello? So the pre-tzadik from Sadak HaKoyim asked this, for the why it's called Rebbe? It's called Rebbe. The Basel of Rebbe. And Nachamlach, he asked a deep kasha, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, someone who dies with Azah Tshuva, he dies betuch, the Maisim of Tshuva. So the Tshuva is genug that it wipes away the Aveira. So you know Aveira. But you haven't done mitzvahs. Hello? What are you going to do in Eilam Hava? You're Mezumel Chayel Hava, Gevaldi. What are you going to do there? Play a game of Scrabble or Monopoly? Hello, what is Gan Eden? Tzadik, you have Hanoah from the mitzvahs, the Torah, the mitzvahs that you've done. What are you going to do there? How's garnish? Naniach, you got rid of all your Aveiros. What mitzvahs do you have?
Two,
Nasa Zuchis. Huh?
The
Chatoyim, Nasa Zuchis.
Say, how's
the mitzvahs? Now, why do you get that? So, one second. So, you say it as a Rabosh. I'm playing with the Chiddush for himself. So first of all, the Nefesh HaChayim from Chayim Baloshin, the Drushim in the back of Nefesh HaChayim, so brings the Kitzur Nimrutz in the Maril Diskin, so is the Charaya, that wife from the story of Olam Hadayah, that a Yid has to be willing to be Moishir Nefesh to the Jew. That's the story of Olam Hadayah, the lesson. Right? Oh, but maybe you go back to zero. Like your bank account was in, what do you call it again? Overdraft. Now, see, back to zero.
No, a lot of people,
yeah. You know, if my bank account goes to zero, I'm a happy man. What kind of we're equal? Right? Oh, but what's the case to Tanayil Habuk? Hello? On this, and the Raya is the positive sense of Chaim Baloshin. The Shaftar HaShem Likecha, B'chol Nafshecha. I feel neutral as Nafshecha. A Yid has to be willing to tshuva, has to be walk with Mesiras Nefesh. Says Reb Tzadik in the Chadish that a tshuva which is done with Mesiras Nefesh becomes al derech tshuva mahava where the zdoin is not like a zochias, where at kolosh nach and so you pray do it in his drushes, where the shikul cheeseburger you ate the McDonald's becomes like eating kochim with limon achayva, and that is the mitzvah that you learn from in Olam Haba, right? That's the dead. Be willing to die al kiddush Hashem for tshuva. Hello. Nervous. We say in the Slichas, on the Ilum, our Davish is Chan, Rachel, Rachapai, Rachel, 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 Emes, Marble, Haiti, Ruita, the Shuas, the Rishoya, the Atachot, the Mikisosa. The Avish wants people not to die, even in Shu. The Avish wants people to live. The famous Fas Emes. Yeish Koina Ilamoi. With ain rotsen, with ain care of citizens of our with ain rotsen, as long as you're so rotsen, with that you could be saved. And on this, what is he, Yesh Bachar Rebbe? What is he crying about? He did. The guy with a low life, an ice form, a rogue, a scoundrel. Or they could start him with sugar. It's melting. He should be dancing. What Bacharelli? Bacharelli said the swarm of because he died through his sugar. And the Amish don't want people to live with sugar. And how do you know living with sugar is greater than dying with sugar? Chazal, the Anshik Nesakil, that they always say that the schus of the Avraham Avinu was ma'akit, the Akeda by Yitzchak, the Maishtein, the Kinder, and the Yichbish, Rachamechas, Kachem. Why do we always mention Avraham by Yitzchak? Down the mat. The Medrash says the Nisoyin of Avraham, the 10th Nisoyin of the Akeda, was greater than Urkaz. Why is it greater than Urkaz? So the simple answer is brought in Medrash, in the Ezra Kodesh, in the Farshia Medrash. If you die al Kiddush Hashem, how many times do you suffer? 5 minutes, you're dead. To live with a constant Mesiris Nefesh, where you're battling your whatever, that is much more complicated. If Avram would have shechted, take the Machelet and shechted Yitzchok, for the next 40 years, as long as he's alive, right? You can imagine the headlines in the papers that week. Hello? Yeah? Could you imagine the Agmas Nefesh and the inner turmoil, the emotions? You killed your own child, born to you miraculously at age 100. Hello? That was much more difficult than dying. Dying is a... Hear that? You're over. It's over in a few minutes. Living with torment, with torture, with Gehenna, with anguish is much worse. Asher Alkin. Right? That's also Pshat. In Pasuk, David HaMelech says, Ki alecha iraknu kol hayoyim, nechshavnu l'kutzayim tivcha. To Mesiris Nefesh, Ki alecha iraknu, that's just a one-off event. It's kol hayoyim every day when a yid is Mesiris Nefesh, for the Eibishters, whatever. And the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, is also very good. He said, the Pasuk says, Ki seitzin al-mulcham al-ivev, a few weeks ago, Parsha Shavu. Twice it says Alivecha. Twice Rashi repeats Alivecha. Don't think he's a brother, he's for Tayyid, he's a goy, he'll define, he has zero rahmanis. Why does he have to say it twice? Okay, here's a very important point. Because it says by the, we go into Muhammad, the Krei Vayom of Muhammad, so the Kohen HaMashiach says, Mashiach says to the Olam, right? More than so, it's Atem Shema Yisrael, Atem Krei Vayom Hayom of Muhammad Alivecha. Why is it Shema Yisrael? So it was Omer of Yechon, Mishon, Mishon, Beichoy. Even if you only have the schus of what? Kriya Shema? Nitzol, you're safe. Look, I ask you a simple question. Do you remember sort of a braisa in Yuma? That does Dalet Chiluki Kapora? Hello? You over a mitzvah sasei, and you do tshuva, you like Beichu. Allah is to say, you gotta wait for Yom. Rachman is not a person, over. Creases in his bed. Tshuva and Yom Kippur is toila, and you sort of a margin. Chil Hashem, not tshuva, not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim help. You gotta wait. In the chuper of Avayin Hazeh Ad Tibus, until you die. Death, only adults. Hello? So what do you mean you hear you're saved through Kriyashma? You say, you read three paragraphs in the Siddur, and go, and you finish. Hello? Are you with me? Says the B'nai Yisof, the Zohar HaKodesh. Doesn't mean saying Kriyat Shema. It's good. It's when a person is Mekabel, Mesiris Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, of Kriyat Shema, of Echot. That's why you cover your eyes like you're dead. Sumachosh, the mess, whatever you're going to type, right? Then the Zohar HaKodesh says, it's as if by the Eibishter you died, and therefore it's Mechapron, all Dalit Sugim of whatever you need Shuvah for, and you get immediate Kapor. That's Pshat of the Zchut, Shema Yisrael. Nervous. Chazal say, and as the Torah is Kehanim, the Parshat Emor, Chananim Yisrael Bazar, brought through Chanetzer, would you bow down to the golden Geshke? No, we'll die. Right? So later on, there was a guy called, Marinus. Whatever. And he took Papus and his brother Linus in Lutkia, and he said, "If you're are you descendants? Are you same religion?" Atani Mishol Vazaria. If there's a God, let him save you. I'm going to force you to worship of Zara. Let's see your God save you now. So he said, Melech Atani Mishol Vazaria. You were holy people. And Nebuchadnezzar was a Melech appointed by the Abish. Asher Alkein. It was G'day. Nebuchadnezzar should be the vehicle through which the Abish should accomplish him Shemayim. But we are sinners, and you are nobody, right? You're not Zoycha that you should be the vehicle through which Kiddush Hashem happens. You hear a word? Therefore, said the Beit HaMikdash, you tell Ali Veichet, you go to work twice, that you're an Oyiv, you're an Oysvark, you're a rogue to go in, if I didn't. Asher Alkein, you don't go into war because you learned the Gemara in Soita, that Shema Yisrael, that the Zchus of Kriyashma, because the Gemara says a person who is Moisir Nefesh al Menas, and able to make a miracle, the miracle won't happen. It's only when you're willing to be Moisir Nefesh, but Pail Mamish, then the Abish pulls the miracle out. Yeah? Let's take a story, a word on the centrality of Moisir Nefesh, all of Yiddish. This generation, the only way for Yi to remain stark in his kinder is through Mesirat Nefesh. But there's a Gemara. Let me back to it. Let me say a pasuk. Pasuk is a line. You all say in the Ilah. In the Ilah, we say Hayoyim Yifne, Hashem Hashem Yifne, Novvoy Yasharech. What are these gates? What are these gates we're going into by the Ilah? What's happening here? Now the Gemara says in Yom Daf Yud Ches, the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days, Mafrishin Oisrei, they would take him to the gates of the Shar Nikonor, which was the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, and they'd bring before him the Kvasim, the Parim, the Elim, whatever. He should be Muchan, he should be in the mood for Hillel. He's the Kohen Gadol, he sees the Avodah every day. What is this interesting ceremony of bringing the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom Kippur to the Shar Nikonor? What is the Shar Nikonor? Anybody know anything about it? What? Oh. The Gemara there says in Yuma, the guy called Nikon, and he lived in Alexandria, Egypt. And he got a boat, he hired the boat to bring these two beautiful Sha'orim of Nechushas to Yushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, to embellish the Beis HaMikdash. And Amad Alav Nachshel Shabayom, a tempest, a storm. And the ship is about to sink. So what they do? The sailors came and threw off one of the two doors. They were about to throw off the second door. So Nicanor embraces the second door. He says, if you throw them out, if you throw out both my doors, like Lama Lichaim, why bother living? He and suddenly Veshov Hayom Yizav. The tempest, the storm stopped. And he got to the port, right? And guess what? A miracle happened. And the first door that they had cast over floated there. Some say it was eaten by a fish. Well, actually, yeah. And it arrived in situ. And both doors were brought to Yerushalayim. And that became the Shar Nikonor, the main entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. Going in Mizrach, that is how you enter. Why did? And later, all the other doors of the Beis HaMikdash were made of gold. But they never wanted to change the Shar Nikonor. The choshes, not expensive, copper, whatever. Why? Because the hayroah is that he wants to go into Beis HaMikdash, to be makdish himself, Hashem Shemayim. The only way to go into the gate is the Zirus Nefesh. There's no other shortcut, no other kunsin, no other whatever. Zirus Nefesh for Yerushalayim. And what's the problem? There's a Saira, there's a storm out there. The Mayim HaZedonin, the Mayim Rabin. And you know what happens? I would love to learn more. I'd love to daven better. I'd love to be more elich, whatever. Aber, there's a storm. What should I do? I'm going to die. And the din is chayach ha-koydman. So he takes the door, the kedusha, in the storm. But you think the storm stops? It's a horrible shlusim. Davar will continue. When the Eve comes to the madrig, then he realized that without kedusha, without Torah, without mitzvah, life is not worth living. And he embraces the second remaining door. Then it all miraculously it all stops. All the dmyonis and all the hamstusim and avolim disappear. The dmyonis, the fantasies, and then you get back your doors. The Kohen Gadol is being the shliach of Kol Yisrael. To bring shliach of Mechila Kaporah, we take him to the doors of Nikonor before you start. That's what we say. He's by the moment of the Ilam, the gates are closing, we say, the Voyer Shorecha, we should go into these gates of Kedusha. And this is a theme which goes through Kolate Rakula. The Yitzponim brings that his Zeta, the Yitzchak Moshe, every year, Shabbos Shula, would speak about the importance of Mesiris Nefesh as the Yisui for Chul. That actually, you see this part of the Taz says in Tafkuf Pei Dalit, that Agon Rav Feivish of Cracker, no idea who it is, but Taz called him Agon, you can trust him. He was a Moyu, and he was also the Baltic King. When he had a Bris Mila in Shul on Rosh Hashanah, after the Mitzitza, your mouth is full of blood, right? He would not dafka wash out his mouth, but he blew the Shofar, the Shofar should be with the blood in his mouth from Mitzitza. Because Mila is, the Gemara says, Gitin Kielecha Iragnu Kol Ayoyim, refers to Mila. And he wanted to be Ma'arvit, the blood of Mila, which is Mesiris Nefesh, right? Through, with the that idea of Kiyah Shofar, the Ayel of Avram brought, etc. And that's why, that's the year, Shema Yisrael, before Melchama, and that is the tikkun of all dalal chiluki kapar. So said the Holy Bnei Yisrael. The Vina Rav just adds a kvetch. In most nuschos of davening, before, after Kriya Shema, before Shmoneh Esrei, Soinu Kulu L'Tzila, there's a line which says Sur Yisrael Kuma BeEzras Yisrael. Right. What's this Sur Yisrael? It's a rather interesting. Word is praise of the Sur Yisrael. What's Sur? So he says, based on the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is a Moshe to give word. I don't know if you'll appreciate it from Santa, but there's a mitzvah for Kiddush. Where's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in the Torah? No? Forgive me, I'll have a very Ember, right? Hello? Bloy to Lois to say, Bloy to Chal Lu Hashem Kochi, followed by mitzvah say, then he dashed the Pesach Bnei Yisrael. What number in Rambam, say for mitzvahs, Nalocha Kistam Halocha Kavas, Kavas, what number mitzvah is the Leisa say of Leisa Chalosh and Kochi? Let me mark them one more thing, just to drive you crazy completely. The Gemara, the Lashna Mishnah, and Rosh Hashanah, say Leisa Chatzvila, Yom Narem, on Rosh Hashanah, what happens? The Chol Boi Oilam, Oivr Lefonov, Kivnei Morin. What's Kidnei Morin? Who are these Bnei Morin? You say Shepselach. You're not wrong. I can't say you're wrong. It's one of three Perushim of the Gemara Shem. Shepselach, soldiers, whatever. Epshi. There's a. Whatever. Yeah? Can I ask you a question? Why did the. Actually, it's like, made the news of. It's just strange Kidnei Morin. Right? Which I gotta understand what it means. What's this Kidnei Morin? Oh boy, Phil. So he says that Beis also says, it's a Moshe to give Beis also. In addition, he says, again, what mitzvah is Leitz Chalu Hashem Kochi? The Leitz Reish Tzadik Vov. What's the following mitzvah? B'nik Dash Tzim Zayim B'nei Yisrael? Reish Tzadik Zayim. You're not going to be a genius to work that out. And we know there's a principle, there's nothing in Torah which is a Mikra. That's why Hilchos Shofar is in what's him in? Tough good pay off, hello, because Gimati Shofar. It's like I got thousands, right? The Vienna is the right? Everything is but you. If you have Reish Tzadik Vov, which by the way is Gimatria Moruin, and you add one, you have the word Ritzoi, as it per the Pasuk, which you remember from the Torah for first day of Shavuos. Hello, Yecheskel. Bachayis Rotzoi Vashoiv, right? Rotzoi Vashoiv means Rotzoi, the Neshama goes up, the Shuvah comes down. Because the emes is when a person is Moisir Nefesh, L'chvayli Yisbor, of the Torah, of the Mitzvah, for Yiddishkeit, for Avisrael, whatever it may be, right? He's Moisir Nefesh. Out! You're out of here. Then Rotzoi Vashoiv, Rich Mitzvah, Reish Tzadik Zayin. Rotzoi Vashoiv, it brings the Eibishter back into that, the Aleph is not, which is added, which is the Indian of Aluf Yishal Olam, is not pronounced because referring to the Rabbeinishim. And that's why the Kiyum of all of Klal Yisrael, right? Yes? Is through the Mesiris Nefesh. That's why the Gemara says in the Brochot, Tavlam Gimel, Ein lel a kadosh baruch hu ba oitzoroi, ela oitzor shel yishamayim. What the gematria of oitzor? What's choshed by the Eibush that he keeps in his celestial treasure house? Oitzor is? Which is the mitzvah of nikdashti b'seir b'nei Yisrof. You got my drift? That's the key of Kol Yisrael. I'll give you just another example. Some Rebbe says, Meri Tikavort. Remember Vayeshev, Dikish Yankel Hashemeth, Beshalva, Nachal, Miyad Kofel, Brudish, and Yosef, Kupotsu Tzuch. Unachdem it says in Rashi brings a Chazal, Moshul of Pishtani, remember hello, the Gamal, what does he do? You worry about Esav, how am I going to do with this brother Esav, this Rosh Hashanah? What do you do? Oh, Bahoya Beis Yankov, Yosef will come and burn up. What's going on here? So there's a famous sefer from Parshas Vayishlach. That remember brings this Kseder, all over the place. Famous sefer says, Hamuri Tiki Yisrael. There are three ways to deal with Esav. There's the Dorin, the Tzvila, and the Lucham. Hello, they seem to be a bit contradictory, no? How do you deal with a goy? The Hamas, whatever. The Chesayfer says, as a Tifavot. Sometimes Esav could appear and act like a brother, like a, supposed to be a Yisachar's bull in a relationship. If that's the mode Esav is in, he's like, whatever, to humanity and brotherhood and whatever, and sweetness and light, send him a Doran. What about if Esav is like, Yidin are Ein Oysim Ritzoy Nishal Mokam, Bacham Al-Zan? Right, ain't going good. Then you know what happens, says the Chesayfer. Samach Mem, Gimachi 100, hello? Plus, Lamed Yud, Lamed Yutzof, Nukve, is his female counterpart. How much he got? 580, which is Gimachia. Come on, wakey, wake, make believe you're like for a shunning. Who are you, Shane, enough? Gimachia Seir. When the Samach Mem and Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud, Lamed Yutzof get together, then you have Seir. That's another name for Ace. What do you do then? You pray. You doubt. You got doubt. But sometimes it's worth it. It becomes what's called a Shasa Shmat. Where Pasha, whatever, and you see in Shemayim, they're masking. The Sadin in Shemayim is masking. The Yiddish blood should be spilled. Now, not Doran will help you. Not Tfila will help you. Hello, the only Eitzah is Mesiras Nefesh, Lucham. That is the third thing. Yes? The only way you'll stand against Esav. What happened? Yankov Avinu sees his brother Esav, and he sees the future, and he sees the Golos Edli, all the Torahs that we're after. Miyachal Lamed Be'el, how are we going to survive? Bikesh Yankov L'Shevetz B'Shalva, what are we going to do? Suddenly a whole parsha unfolds of Rukh Zishul Yosef. And what happens? His brother sells him down the drain, and he goes out to Mitzrayim. And there he first is gainfully employed. And there's a Mrs. Potiphar there. And what does Potiphar say? The God which loves Arvis, she said, Mefatihim. She will Arvis, she loves him, Shachar. Shachar loves him, Arvis. And she said, if you don't, Tashmeli, if you don't, whatever, I'm going to put you in jail. If you don't do for me, I'll cut you down to size. Hashem Zaykiv Gefufim. If you don't, I'll poke your eyes out. Hashem Begev Ivrim. And everything he tried to, whatever. And therefore, what Yosef HaTzadik at the Sfar Makdesh HaMamarach. You know, the Ben Yisoscha writes, and I go to Kala, a few places actually, when a person faces Taivis and Yetzirah, what do? Remember the Indian of Mesiras Nefesh, because every year has been tempered to Dosh Hamas to Meirach, because all of us heard me Pierre Gura Neichi V'Yilcha, even a Kalshim, a Kalim, a simple Jew, right, is willing to be Mesiras Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem. And when you Meir Kiddush Hashem, then you're saved from all these Taivet and all these Havol, right? Everyone knows in the beginning of Sefer Kot from the Rebbe Melech of Lejens, Chuzi Yogan Aleinu. The first thing a Yid has to have in mind that there's a fire, awesome fire, and he's willing to be thrown into this fire, Al Kiddush Reisburg. That's Vahoya Beis Yank. There's a Bikish Yank of the Shevet B'Shalva not happening. Kofas all of Rubz Yishal Yosef, the Vahoya Beis Yosef Lahava. And that destroys all of the Klippas in the world. This explained, I have no time to elaborate, but the whole idea of Korban Pesach. You bring a Korban Pesach, And it says, V'hoya lachem, the okay, just kitzer. You know, the son asks at the V'hoya kiyem lachem, ma v'hoya lazoy. Lachem, what are they asking? Lachem, the Gemara says, the Be'el Chol Tzarchich. Your avoid is going to bring you Hatzlocha B'gash, Mizbaruch, and Kalada. Why? Tzchah Mitzvah by Amalek. The name is going to reward you in this business. Another person we said in Zoya when he uses Mekabal, the Seer of Nefer. That's what they did in the Dalad Yamam of Bikur by the Kar Pesach. And the Egyptians want to kill them because they're taking their Getchka. You're Meiser Nefesh. So you become the Korban. Pesach, who the Tehil Hashem? The Eden are become the Korban. Kedipe Haramban, how you doing? In Reish Parsha Svayikra, right? Oh, then if you consider it, the whole reason why Chamitz of Amalek, the Sforum say, because Chirus and Mishnah Lem, the Sel of the Seifa. The Abish only has to pay up for work. And when he finished the job at the end of his employment, as long as you're alive, you're still working. You're still in Ever Hashem. But if you say, Had Makabal Mazir's Nefesh, and by the Abish there it says Mazir, it's Chosh as if you died, then you get Chamitz of Amalek. Aber Mesiris Nefesh, I repeat, does not have to be what? Jumping off a roof or whatever, going into the literally a fire. The Mekabalev. But any time when a person has a Rosin, whatever, and you break your Teva, and you break your Rosin to do the Rosin Hashem, that is Ma'ur, this Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. As long as you're willing to go the full fledge, whatever it may be, in daily life, that a person says no to himself, you say no to yourself, that becomes the gather of your steps. There's numerous riots that I cannot talk to Myra, right? That is the Indian Gnan no gizoy, but omdam lefanecha balayl. You get up in the middle of the night and you, by the way, what did they do with the Karma Pesach? Where'd they keep it these 4 days of Bigur?
Right, to the bed.
Why the bed? Say the Sforum, they wanted to tell Jews that if you get up Pashkama, to come and learn before davening, you get up to say slichas, you get up to, not to be a, whatever, one of these people or whatever. And, I'll say aborted, before the chassan of Maran Belzer, his father, Sachaber was telling in private, except the Belzer didn't, were like chusmiyaks, and they were listening into conversation. So he said, Arle, this is a tzaddik. What can I tell you, hadrocha, for a chassan before the chassan? I'll tell you what my shver, the Chernobyl told me, as the bet is a bet, but the kever is a kever. Whereas the bet is a kever, but the kever is not a bet. This can be understood on so many multiple levels. But the kitzur is, when a yid is tachlis night, not to be comfortable on his bed, when a yid gets up ashkama, bashmeris abuikir, to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo, then that's in you become the Karma Pesach. That's like your bikur dalad yamin. And in that school, therefore, by getting up, gnon no gizit, that it's by the akedah. Tomorrow say Nishchat Ayil, right? And through that we ascertain for all of Kal Yisrael, Naksim Uchim Et Peber, Matim Me'asar Et Tocham, Ben Toi Banir Et Banim.
Amen.
Amen.